what time it is. We can let down our hair. The moon is high, and we are lunatics now. It's deep in the safe harbor. It's Dark 30. I'm Joshua P. Warren, and now is the time you should turn off the radio if you don't want to potentially hear some outrageous material, because this is when we kick back down a shot of hard liquor and try to have some fun. And I'm your creepy guide across the River Styx.
Abandon all hope.
Daddy gonna give you something to drink now. I am your host here in the middle of the Bermuda Triangle at the Bermuda Triangle Research Base in Puerto Rico. You can go check out ParanormalPuertoRico.com to learn more about that. My producer, Mr. Hardwood Forrest Connor, is manning the flagship in Asheville, News Radio 570 WWNC. And, of course, Investigator Shelley Wright is out in the field tonight, but we always want to make sure that you realize our program is presented to you by Wright's Coin Shop. And the great thing about Wright's Coin Shop is that, well, this is when you can take advantage of the prices of gold and silver to turn your current money into more money. And if you've listened to this show tonight, last week, a lot of big things are happening and are about to happen. And I predict that we're going to see a rise in gold and silver. It is always a connection between the economy, finances, all the weird stuff happening with currency, and that sort of setting the stage for the transitions that we're going to see when it comes to what's happening with world affairs regarding, well, the moon. Whether you want to look at that from a scientific point of view, an astrological, even a spiritual point of view. So if you've never done it before, go to WrightsCoinShop.com. That's W-R-I-G-H-T-S, WrightsCoinShop.com, and learn about their business. And you can also call Miss Shelley Wright at 828-298-5402. If you are in the Asheville area, they are located at 1271 Sweeten Creek Road. And that's just a few miles from the Biltmore Estate. Again, give them a call, 828-298-5402. And, you know, it's fair warning, I think you should say. I've got my own little stockpile of gold and silver, and I know that you do as well, Mr. Connor.
I do. And you ain't going to know where it is either.
You know, Shelley always says when you buy gold and silver from them, they will give you tips on how to effectively hide it. And that's, you know, she some of the things that she's told me I won't repeat, but they're very good ideas, things that most people would not think of on their own. But here in this time, in this day and age, when things are starting to get a little crazy, people are also getting weirder and weirder. And earlier in the show, Forrest, you and I were talking about how that there's nothing more American than McDonald's and Walmart and now apparently Starbucks. And some crazy stuff has been going down at McDonald's around the country. Have you seen the video footage, Forrest, of the woman?
I saw the video footage that was posted earlier this week, if it's the one I'm thinking of the young lady that was expressing her disapproval while not wearing a top.
That's right. And I don't know how long this video is going to remain online. For the time being, though, you can go to speakingofstrange.com, and we're going to have it posted there for you, a link to it. But it is from St. Petersburg, Florida. A Florida woman wearing nothing but a thong. And trust me, I've seen the footage. Forrest has seen the footage. It's true. Nothing but a thong, rampaged, and that is the appropriate word, rampaged through a St. Petersburg McDonald's, banging her head on the counter, and then attempting to take apart the entire kitchen with her bare hands. Eventually, she chilled out by eating soft-serve ice cream straight out of the machine. Employees posted the uncensored security footage from the surveillance camera later that night, along with their running commentary. Not surprisingly, they have been fired.
Oh, were they fired?
They were fired, yeah.
Well, she tearing up our store.
That's what one of the people said. And later, when one of the employees was interviewed, the person said, quote, she was beautiful, she had perfect breasts and knew how to party. Just sucks she went totally nuts in our restaurant. It kind of sucks she was trashing the place. On the other hand, she was really hot and pretty much naked, so that was kind of cool. I mean, when you see this, the young lady, she's got her hair up. Again, she's naked except for a little black thong. And well, I thought she may be like in her 20s or something like that. Wouldn't you say, Forrest, didn't she kind of look that way?
Yeah.
Turns out, apparently, she is 41 years old.
Wow, MILF.
Apparently so. And according to the police, this 41-year-old, and let me remind everybody, this is the Dark 30 hour, okay? So tune out if you don't want to hear some sordid and seedy stuff that might not be appropriate for kids or easily offended, okay? According to police, she flipped out after an employee turned down her offer of oral sex in the parking lot. So apparently she was expressing some very strong sexual desires. She was very excited and said she was about to go nuts unless she got sex. When that didn't happen, she flipped out.
She warned him.
Yes. Fair warning. Says that she was being teased by employees there, that this sexual tension became overwhelming, and that is what caused her to go on this rampage. She now says that she doesn't remember most of what happened, but that she apparently was not drunk or on drugs. This was all natural. This is pure natural crazy.
Good old-fashioned crazy.
Yeah, good old-fashioned nuts. I wonder if her ice cream had nuts in it. Boom, boom, right? She was hospitalized for whatever reason. Maybe banging her head on the counter had something to do with that. And they charged her with criminal mischief and resisting arrest. And she was released on a $7,000 bond. So it's the most exciting night at McDonald's that I've ever seen. But a lot of crazy stuff is happening at fast food restaurants. Here's another story from McDonald's. And guess what state this happens in? Fort Pierce, Florida. Now, you know, man, let me pause for a second. You know, Forrest, I just got back from West Palm Beach, Florida. And at one point, I was standing out in front of my hotel, and I looked over, and I saw there was a taxi cab in front of the hotel.
Right.
I guess somebody was getting picked up or whatever. But the taxi cab was sitting there running. The door, the driver's side door, was open, but there was nobody in the taxi cab. And there was nobody around to be seen. So I'm outside alone with a taxi, obviously has the keys in it, it's running, the doors are open, it's there for the taking.
It's begging you to say, hey, we're in Florida, let's...
It really was. You're right, Forrest. I mean, I've never been arrested for anything in my life, and yet, for that moment, this insane thought flashed into my mind. What if I jumped into this taxi cab right now and just hauled ass and just went on an amazing spree? And I know that this would have ended badly. I know eventually there would have been helicopter footage of this, you know, Rampaging Taxi Cab and Gone Rogue, and there had been roadblocks, and you would have seen cops, like, drag me out by my collar and throw me on the ground and lock me up and haul me off. But I thought for a moment, what awesome publicity this would be. I could be on the Dark 30 Hour, and people would say, wow, that is so cool that Joshua Warren, who does the Dark 30 Hour, decided, I'm going to take this opportunity in Florida and become a part of it. This whole scenario played out in my mind, and then I stopped, and I shook my head, and I thought, what the hell's going on? Why am I thinking I should do this? And I realized there's something in Florida that makes people start thinking about bad ideas like this. I don't know if it's some kind of geologic force or something cosmological, if there's something in the air, the food, or the water, but if you don't have strong willpower and control over your mind and actions and emotion, there's something there that inspires you just to go nuts and do crazy things. Fortunately, I was able to maintain control, and I did not steal the taxi cab and go on this spree. It would have been pretty amazing, though, wouldn't it, Forrest?
It would have been.
Yeah.
I mean, you could have been reporting on or we would have had Shelley report on you while you were rotting in jail or wherever.
Those of you listening to the show would have gotten, like, a nice inside exclusive story on not only this incident, but the role that Florida plays in influencing the psyche of people. But that said, getting back to this other Florida story from Fort Pierce, is the word out that Nikki D's is a hot spot for loose women. We all know what a McFlurry is, but apparently some people are going to McDonald's looking for McFloozies. What's that?
Nothing. I can't say it on the radio.
They're looking for McFloozies. We got to take a break. When we come back, I'll explain to you more about the McFloozy phenomenon, and then I have a whole list of other, like, crazy fast food scenarios that I'm going to share with you. And yes, it's all good Dark 30 material. That's what we dig into this hour of the show. I'm Joshua P. Warren. Tonight's program is presented to you by Wright's Coin Shop. Stick around if you want to hear more about this on Speaking of Strange.
Hot air hangs like a dead man from a wide oak tree. People sitting on porches thinking how things used to be. Dark night. It's a dark night. Dark night. It's a dark night. The neighborhood is changing, stranger than air. A new boy for a local girl, when she made eyes again. She was young and pretty, no stranger to other men. But you know we're being locked at night, the old line's drawn again. These things didn't matter anymore. I thought all of that blood had been shed long ago. Dark night. It's a dark night.
Yeah, it's the dark. Dark 30 Hour on Speaking of Strange. I am your host, Joseph of Warren. This is the hour of the show that is not for the kiddies, not for the easily offended, and not for, well, anybody who doesn't want to hear about some of the more sordid and seedy type of material that we save for you late at night here. Brought to you by Wright's Coin Shop. And before we dig back into the McFloozy's story, I just want to tell everybody, if you have not seen the Wishing Machine video, go watch it right now. Seriously, go to joshuapwarren.com. There's no period after the P. joshuapwarren.com and take a look at the Wishing Machine video. It's the Wishing Machine radionics box. You'll see why the people around the world are using this to great success, whether they want more money or they're dealing with a problem regarding their health or relationships. What can this thing do for you? How does it work? Go watch the video at joshuapwarren.com. It sounds crazy. It sounds unbelievable, but just go check it out for yourself, and you'll see why that I truly, literally use the Wishing Machine every single day. So we were talking about a man from Fort Pierce, Florida, 45 years old, goes into a McDonald's in the wee hours of the morning, and there also happened to be a police officer in there. And the police officer just happened to notice the man was smoking a joint.
Oh, no.
Which is probably the best thing you can do before you have a Big Mac. The officer asked the man why he was there smoking a joint in the middle of the night as he was arresting the man. And the man told the cops, well, obviously, he was looking for McFloozies. This is according to the arrest report. He said that everyone knows now that the loose women and hookers are at McDonald's, and it's the place to hook up. Wow.
Food, soaps, and fun.
Yeah, that's from SunSentinel.com. Guess it wasn't his lucky night. Well, you know, there are only a few places where you can go all night long, and McDonald's often happens to be one of them. So, makes sense, I suppose. Walmart happens to be another connection, perhaps. But the website foodbeast.com, they have been collecting stories from people related to fast food restaurants, especially those related to the drive-thru. And they posted some of these stories recently on their website. And some of these, well, these are all personal experiences that people have had. And some come from customers, others from employees. Here's one called Sunday Drive with Mom. Person wrote, at McDonald's, a car full of naked people drove up and ordered food with paper bags on their heads. So they're naked with paper bags on their heads. I believe one of them referred to another as Mom. Okay, so I guess this was a family outing. Another one here called If the Cars Are Rockin'. Wonder what this could be referring to. Where could this be going? Person wrote, I worked at Sonic as a car hop in high school. I'm from South Oklahoma. Goes on to say, when you press a button order, your food is brought out to you. As employees, when we were bored, we'd sometimes tune in to the different boxes and just listen. We usually get the radio or conversations, nothing really interesting usually. Well, this night, we saw a car in the back of the lot who hadn't ordered yet, so naturally we tuned in. It was quiet at first, then we heard a few grunting noises and realized they were having sex in our parking lot. So we drew straws and decided I was the one who would bring out the happy tray. So it's pitch black out. Our lot wasn't lit very well. I got out there. I peered in the shaking car and very innocently said, would y'all like a mint? All the while, co-workers are listening in. The car stops shaking. I see a shadow of a face look at me and say, back in my day, if a car was rocking, we stayed the blank away. I heard several giggles from the back. An interior light flipped on. There were three women in the back pushing 80, no joke, and a stallion of a man at least 90 years old. I can never unsee that, it says.
Back in my day.
Yeah. Times have changed. But I guess that was nostalgic. Hey, go to Sonic. It's a little more like their old experiences. Here's another story called Boob Change. I worked at Taco Bell once upon a time. It was about mid-afternoon and was hot as hell outside. One of our registers was down, so I was taking the payment and giving the food out at the same window. A lady pulls up to my window, and I give her the total. I don't remember exactly how much it was, but it was probably around $7 or $8 and some change. She was very large and sweating heavily. She looked dirty, but luckily I couldn't smell her. First, she pulls a couple bills out of her bra and hands them to me. They were moist, but it wasn't something that I'd never seen happen before. But then she reaches deep down under her boob and literally pulls out a handful of change. I mean, full. I looked at her, and I looked at her boob change and said, it's okay, you're close enough without the change. I handed her the food, and she went on her way, but there was no way I was touching that. All I could see in my mind was that episode of SpongeBob where Bubbles Bass hides the pickles from his Krabby Patty under his tongue, except it was coins on the underside of a sweaty fat lady's boob. Ooh. So I would say, Forrest, the fact that whoever wrote this referenced SpongeBob means they're a lot younger than you and I are. Right? You don't want SpongeBob, do you, Forrest?
No.
You do? Oh, man.
No.
Okay. All right. And then last experience here is called He Came Three Times That Night. It says, I worked at a taco place in a small town in high school. A guy came through the drive-thru. He was totally enjoying himself, shall we say, to a Penthouse magazine. Had one hand in his pocket, the other on the steering wheel, and he came through three times that night. I still think of it whenever I drive past that place, and I can still picture that guy's face. Oh, my goodness. All right. Enough of those stories. Let's move on to, oh, Walmart. How convenient. We have had McDonald's. We've had Starbucks. Got to throw in a Walmart. Got to complete the
trifecta.
The trifecta. There you have it. This one is from Spartanburg, South Carolina, Forrest. An hour down the road from Asheville, maybe even less. Police are seeking the public's help in identifying a suspect in connection with an attempted urinal groping at a Walmart in South Carolina. According to investigators, a 26-year-old Tennessee man was standing at a urinal when a white male, using the urinal beside the victim, reached with his hand and grabbed the victim's genitalia. Okay, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about that, because I know you're all enthralled. And then, hey, let's go back to Florida afterward, and I'll tell you about how this is going beyond what the kids are doing. It's also going to
what their moms are doing. We are defying all age limits. I'm Joshua P. Warren. It's the Dark 30 Hour, presented to you by Rights Coin Shop. You're listening to Speaking of Strange. The Dark 30 Hour on Speaking of Strange. I'm Joshua P. Warren. This is the hour of the program when you should tune out. Or turn out if you work at McDonald's. That's fine. But definitely tune out if there are kids around, if you are easily offended. I mean, this is when we talk about some of the more outrageous and controversial stuff. Sordid and seedy stuff, the pit of mankind's depravity. Brought to you by Wright's Coin Shop, 828-298-5402. And I also want to remind everybody, if you visit joshuapwarren.com, you can take a look at my PDF for free, Brown Mountain Lights, a viewing guide, and even see a photograph of what is supposedly a real alien, according to Ralph Lell. There's a great photograph that our friend Timothy Green Beckley took that's in that book. And go check it out. Click around. Have fun. Buy a Sunshine Simple Generator. You know, support us. Keep us doing what we do and save money yourself. Trust me. I was talking before the break about the South Carolina Walmart urinal creeper, they call him. 26-year-old Tennessee man standing at a urinal when a white male using the urinal beside him reached out his hand and grabbed his genitalia. The suspect, described as a white male in his 20s, wearing a hoodie and jeans, did not succeed in touching the victim. The victim pushed the suspect and stepped back quickly. I guess that's a good thing. And then the guy, the victim, contacted the Walmart manager about this incident. In a bid to identify the suspect, the Spartanburg County Sheriff's Office has released some surveillance photos. They say if they get him, the urinal creeper will be charged with attempted assault. All right. So that's right down the road, Forrest, if you want to go. And why don't you go bait him, Forrest?
Yeah, just stand outside. You said it was the Walmart, right?
Yeah, just go in.
Walmart,
go into
right
Walmart.
Spartanburg, and just try to lure him out with something.
Well, I know what you lure him out with.
Well, yeah, but...
You walk into the bathroom, you just hang out all day with your grand package there.
My grand wizard.
But pop your wand out and just hang out in the bathroom and just see if anybody attacks you. And then, but you have to let him actually make contact so you can prove that that was his goal, you know? And then you'll be a part of the national news story. Let's see here. Okay, next story is from Lufkin, Texas. Lufkin. I just was reading this account where a woman goes to McDonald's to pay, and she reaches in her bra and pulls out money, and then she reaches under her boob to gather change. And then here I see this story. Police in East Texas have arrested a woman after she called 911 to complain about the quality of the marijuana she had purchased from a dealer. That's smart. The police there said an officer went to the home of the 37-year-old woman to hear her complaint that the neighborhood dealer refused to return her money after she objected that the pot he was selling was substandard. The cop says she pulled the small amount of marijuana from her bra when the officer asked if she still had it. She said it was nothing but seeds and shake, and that it should be illegal to sell this kind of crap to anyone.
It should be.
I mean, this is Huffington Post. I mean, you read stuff like this, and you're like, man, is this what the public education system is producing? Maybe she didn't even have that, or I don't know. But seriously, you know, you call the cops to complain and say, it should be illegal to sell this kind of crap to me. She was arrested on a charge of possession of marijuana, and the woman said she thought she saw on TV where pot was now legal to sell in the state and didn't know it was still illegal. That's a great defense, isn't it?
It is.
Well, I thought this was Colorado.
Or Washington.
Yeah. So, well, you know, they say ignorance of the law is no excuse for breaking it. But, yeah, I've heard worse excuses. Let's put it that way. And you know what? If this was before a jury, I could almost see the jury siding with her, saying, well, actually, there's no way she would have called the cops and complained about this the way she did if she thought it was illegal. So, hey, let's give her the benefit of the doubt and say she was of an innocent state of mind. And therefore, you know, slap her on the wrist.
She should be let go.
Yeah, lesson learned. No, it's not legal here yet. But I would say, I mean, my advice would be no matter where you live, even in the world, I would say even in Amsterdam, no matter where you live in the world, don't ever call the cops to complain about your marijuana deal. It's probably not going to turn out well. That would be my advice to you. Next story comes to us from Naples in the great state of Florida. So, cops showed up at a house at night to bust a teen party. So, a bunch of teenagers are partying down. They say the party was, as usual, involving sex and booze. The cops arrived, at the home of a 56-year-old woman, a mother to the 18-year-old who threw the bash. So they arrive there, and they see all these teenagers everywhere. They see beer cans, bottles, marijuana, stuff all over the place. When the cops walk up, all the partiers ran inside and shut the lights off. Then the cops knocked. An 18-year-old girl answered the knock on the door with the assistance of two other girls who were helping to keep her upright. Okay, so she was pretty toasty. And they said, "Who owns this house?" And she says, "My mom." And they said, "What is your mom's number?" And they get her mother's cell phone number. They call it. They get her 56-year-old mom on the phone. Mom says, "Oh, I was completely unaware that there's a party going on. I'm out of town. I would never allow such a thing. Oh, my God, they're drinking. They're smoking pot. They're having sex. Oh, no." And so the cop said, "Is it okay if we break up this party in your house?" And she says, "Yes." So they go inside the house. They start breaking the whole thing up. They start going through the rooms, seeing, you know, if anybody's hiding in the closets under the beds. And guess who they find in the bedroom under a bed?
Mother?
That's right, Forrest. They found the mom. When the cops had been talking to her on the telephone, she was there with the kids partying the whole time. Then she kind of changed her tune, and she started saying, "Well, you know, nobody was driving. I didn't buy the booze, but, you know, I figured if they were here, they'd be safe if nobody was driving. You know, sorry, blah, blah, blah."
Good caring mother.
Absolutely. You know, who can blame her? She wants to be the coolest mom in the high school. But now she is having a lot of remorse because she's been charged with 26 counts of selling, giving, or serving alcoholic beverages to persons under the age of 21. Let's see, both mother and daughter, because the daughter's 18, were hit with a count of having an open house party, and open is not acceptable. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I have saved three interesting stories for the end of the show, and guess what? Who would have thunk it? They're all from the state of Florida. I'm Joshua P. Warren. This is the Dark 30 Hour on Speaking of Strange.
Mr. Kirk, Dexter's in school.
I'm afraid he's not, Miss Fishmore. Dexter's truancy problem is way out of hand. The Baltimore County School Board have decided to expel Dexter from the entire public school system.
Oh, Mr. Kirk, I'm as upset as you to know Dexter's truancy. But surely expulsion is not the answer.
I'm afraid expulsion is the only answer. It's the opinion of the entire staff that Dexter is criminally insane.
That boy needs therapy.
Beatles.
white as a sheep.
And he also made false teeth.
Business continues below.
Did I ever tell you the story about
cowboys,
midgets, the Indians, and
frontiers of
time? I felt strangely hypnotized.
I was in another world, a world of 20,000 girls,
and pyramid rectangles,
two and optometrists,
a man with a golden eyeball,
and tiny robotics,
or juice on your chin.
I promised my girlfriend I'd get
the violin.
Speaking of strange, the dark 30 hour, I am your host, Joshua P. Warren. Welcome back to the program. Let me remind you, this is content not for the kiddies, okay? Not for the easily offended. This is some of the more sordid and seedy stuff, which is why we save it for late at night at the end of the show. So tune out if you don't want to hear this over the next few minutes. Tonight's program brought to you by Wright's Coin Shop, 828-298-5402. And be sure to visit joshuapwarren.com, no period after the P, joshuapwarren.com. If you want to see some of the newest and craziest images in the world of the strange and the paranormal. Our last three stories tonight come to you from the great weird state of Florida. We start with Hialeah, Florida. They say it stinks to get busted, but it's always best to be honest with the cops. A high-ranking Hialeah city official, who is the city's purchasing director, may have made an illegal buy in another municipality. The man was stopped by police for running a stop sign. His behavior was odd, and it appeared to police that he was concealing something as he was being stopped, and it appeared he was under the influence. They arrested him and took him to jail. Well, he's accused of concealing a glass pipe in his butt just before being busted on drug charges. The glass pipe was located at the city jail during his booking. Next story comes to us from Fort Walton Beach, Florida. A police officer there spotted a dude, 36 years old, allegedly taking a huge dump in somebody's yard. The officer confronted the man, who claimed he had been hired to fertilize the man's yard and was in charge of his landscaping. The homeowner had no idea who the man was. So again, guy's taking a crap, tells the officer, yeah, I do landscaping. I'm hired to fertilize here. Brilliant. Now, is there a pattern emerging? Let's go to Fort Pierce, Florida. This comes to us from a courthouse there. I guess it's the courthouse there. Surveillance footage shows a woman walk into the elevator, appear to pull her pants down and back up toward the back of the elevator. Then, footage shows the woman exit the elevator, fiddling with her shirt and pants. Then, security staff are notified of a pile of poop in the corner of the elevator.
Wow.
This woman just takes a dump in the elevator of the courthouse. Floridians seem to often get into trouble for pooping in the wrong places. Last year, a Vero Beach woman allegedly responded to finding her husband in bed with a naked chick by defecating on the floor and pretty much all over the house while going on a rampage. And then there's the infamous guy in the Sunshine State who not only pooped on the floor of the home of a couple he'd never met, but also struck one of the homeowners in the head and then masturbated on the floor and then drank the contents of their wet, dry vacuum cleaner. I'm telling you, my friends, wow, whenever things are about to get nutty, Florida is the canary in the cave. Keep your eyes out. Something's about to happen. That's going to do it for this edition of the show. I thank Brian Hall, Forrest Connor, John Anderson, Mobius, and Kuka. This is Speaking of Strange, where the unusual becomes usual. So next time we'll be at speakingofstrange.com. Sign up for the free e-newsletter and Twitter, and tune in next week for a brand new one. You are commanded!